Watch. That's the word with which we begin this Advent. We usually don't use it that way. We usually have something specific. We're either saying, like, watch out if you're in some kind of danger. If you're about to hurtle off a cliff, we would shout, watch out. You would say, watch it if, you know, someone's about to get mouthy and you know that that's not going to end well. You might say, watch this if you're excited to share something with someone. Or if you want to show them how something's done. You say, hey, watch this. And all of those meanings apply, right? Our Lord wants to get our attention. At the beginning of every Advent, that's the whole point, is to fix our attention once again on what's important. He wants us to watch, not just look, not just glance at, but to watch, to put our attention on something extremely important. In fact, the most important thing. And that is our immortal soul. And whether that soul is in communion with the Lord who invites it into eternity, or whether it's wandered. He wants us to watch these two things, ourselves and our Lord. He wants us to place our attention on these two. And that's why we say with the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, we say, why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Because when we look honestly at ourselves, at our lives, at that person that we see in the mirror, we realize, yeah, we wander. Especially this year with so much going on, it's easy to get distracted, to not think about what kind of person is God forming me to be. Instead, I feel like we're just trying to keep our heads above water, and our Lord says, like, yeah, survival mode, I get it, but you can only go so long in just survival mode. And just trying to get the bare necessities and your duties done. No, I want you to focus for the next weeks on who I'm making you to be. On the character that I'm forming within you and how that character maybe has been a little warped over this year and how we could set it right over these weeks. We say with Isaiah that we've wandered, that our hearts have been hardened, because we're able to watch ourselves, to look deeply enough to be able to see where we need the Lord desperately. Because when I look in the mirror, I don't always see someone looking back at me who has peace, who has that deep and abiding joy, that zest for living. Oftentimes, I see someone who's just surviving. Someone who's existing rather than truly living. And I think that that's, if we're honest about it, a large portion of a lot of our lives. This Advent, our Lord wants to give us more. He wants us to watch, first of all, ourselves, our souls, our situations, our relationships. To be able to see and identify those areas where we need the Lord desperately. Maybe those habits that we've been fighting against for years but have never been able to actually conquer, or those that we've given up on, that we've just kind of made peace with and say, like, yeah, I have this sin and this other sin, but God will understand. You know what God understands? He understands your tremendous need to overcome these sins by His grace. It might be relationships that are difficult, maybe families that have broken down. Maybe some disagreements that have turned into divides that have been decades long with family members, and we need our Lord there. Every single one of us has aspects of our lives where we desperately need Him. And so first of all, we watch our own selves, the state our souls are in. We identify where we need the Lord, and then we move on to the second and more important watch, which is to watch our Lord in His mercy. We see Him in the Gospels and how tenderly He cared for the people there, and sometimes we just treat it as that, as a nice story, instead of realizing that's what God wants to do with us. Just as much as the leper needed Jesus' healing, just as much as the blind man needed Jesus to be able to see, just as much as the woman who was hemorrhaging needed Jesus in order to restore her health of soul and body, so we need him. So we watch how he worked with them, and then we watch out for him in our lives, where he might be wanting to do a little bit more of that healing work, where he might want to raise us up to a higher level of living. But it's tough to see him, isn't it? Like, very often we can grow pretty jealous, actually, with the people who say, like, oh, God told me this, or, oh, yeah, I saw God at work here, because we may see, well, we may say, I'm trying and I just can't see him. Well, one of the best ways to open our eyes to the ways of the Lord is to take him at his word. When in the Gospel of Matthew he said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God," he meant it. And so we need to let God continually purify our hearts, first of all, through daily prayer, through looking honestly at ourselves with him and saying, God, this is how my day went. This is what I'm so proud of, and by your grace I was able to do. This, though, this is what I regret. I'm so sorry. Help me to do better. But then having that habit of going through each day with the Lord turn into something that nudges us toward that place of purification, toward that confessional that cleanses our hearts so that we may see God at work in our lives. We've got our work cut out for us this Advent. And it begins with watching. Keeping alert to that which has been maybe robbing our souls of peace. Which has been creating this wedge between our Lord and our hearts. We watch closely enough our own souls so that we can know where we need God so desperately. And then we watch for him. We look to see how we can recognize him more and more in our lives, how we can watch our lives with him at the end of every day, and how we can allow him in his mercy to cleanse our hearts that we may see him all the more.